But right now, let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with our very good friend, Anna Shaw, Discovery Center educator. Space Foundation Discovery Center is near and dear to my own heart. I love this place, and I love anything that has to do with space. Anna, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
It is so great to hear your voice again, and I love what's coming up this weekend. It's going to be so awesome this Saturday. The Space Foundation Discovery Center is announcing its Summer of Discovery program with the newest exhibit. What's happening this Saturday?
Absolutely. We are so excited to kick off our big Summer of Discovery event. So our Summer of Discovery is essentially a 10-week-long program where we do public events every Saturday, so starting this Saturday, June 3rd, that runs all the way through August 5th. But especially this Saturday, we are so excited to announce the opening of our newest exhibit. So this is our second exhibit that we've opened this year in 2023, and this one is all about Back to the Moon.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Considering my birthday was July 20th, 1969, I turned 4 years old and the first man walked on the moon on my birthday. And ever since then, I've been captivated by everything that happened. So it's awesome what's going to happen there as far as the exhibit is concerned, because we're going to learn about robotic technology and other things.
Yes, robots. We're going to do some engineering design challenges and more. And I love how you shared that you'll never forget that landing on the moon, because that's so important to realize that the kids these days weren't alive when that happened. And so what we're trying to do with this exhibit and through the whole Summer of Discovery programming is inspire them to understand the importance of space. And, you know, this weekend we're starting off with our Space Between, we're calling it. So we're examining that space between the Apollo missions and the upcoming NASA Artemis missions, because the Artemis generation is this newest generation of kids who are going to grow up and going back to the moon. And so we're really trying to examine the importance of returning to the moon, you know, how we're returning to the moon, learning about all the technology that goes into that. With this, you know, so much scientific discovery that this new generation is going to be doing.
It's just so amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so, as you mentioned, the Summer of Discovery, it kicks off this Saturday, is the first one, June 3rd. And then there's going to be a public weekly events that will be taking place every Saturday right through August 5th. That's awesome.
Correct. Yes. So 10 weeks starting this Saturday, the 3rd, like you said. And we also have some special partners joining us this Saturday. So from 10 to 12, if you come out and join us, we actually have a fire department, Engine 9, is going to be joining us. You can interact with some firefighters. We also have Thunder in the Valley Car Show is joining us. They're an antique car show based out of Fountain. So they're going to be with us set up in the parking lot all day. We've got a couple food trucks coming. And we also have some educator-led workshops building some model lunar landers. But that's all just this Saturday. So if you look forward to the next 10 weeks, all the way through August 5th, we have a different theme within our Back to the Moon, larger theme, every Saturday. And we're bringing in a different partner of a different STEAM organization around town who's going to be joining us. So if you look at our website, discoverspace.org, you'll see our full list of events, who's joining us on what day. Some examples are Cool Science, the library. We've got Garden of the Gods Visitor Center coming, Manitou Robotics Team, all sorts of others who are going to be joining us throughout the summer. So we're really excited to see you come out.
And some of the topics, too, are going to be really awesome, like human body in space, what it does for the human body. Also, the lunar landing sites themselves, astronaut firsts, and future of the moon. Now, is there a cost to get in this Saturday as well as every Saturday throughout the whole summer?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. So we are just running our general admission prices. So that's $10 for adults and $5 for kiddos. We do have a military discount, and children 3 and under are free. If you choose to participate in one of our educator-led workshops, so like you mentioned, the lunar landing workshops and all those sorts of things, those are just a $5 activity fee per child who wants to participate in that. And those do book up too. So you're welcome to buy your tickets in advance online, or you can get them at the door. But we've got lots of themes every week. I'm super excited about that human body.
Yes.
That you mentioned. We've got some really fun activities for students to try out, you know, different tests that astronauts go through. We test their agility, their physical agility. We test their mental capacity, their memory, things like that. It's going to be really fun.
I mean, if you think about the astronauts that actually went to the moon, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and all those guys, you know, the stress that that space puts on the human body, but let alone going on the moon, you know, in those spacesuits and everything, it just to get there was just an amazing feat. I mean, back in the 60s, I mean, think about that.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. Back when computers were, you know, handwritten code.
Yeah. So yeah. Amazing. It is so amazing. Anyway, I love everything that you're doing there. We're really looking forward to seeing a great summer turnout at the Space Foundation Discovery Center. We're going to continue to talk because there's much more to talk about. We're going to continue the conversation later on this afternoon on my show on KRDO's Afternoon News, including Back to the Moon. So we'll talk more about that coming up with you guys as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. And all the best to everyone there, Anna. Give them our best, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.